something to note just in terms of the care that the church gives to the scripture readings that you're going to be hearing in the coming days. In the prophet Isaiah, there are four different parts of his book. They come written at different times, but we have them as one book. But within the book of the prophet Isaiah, there are four oracles of the suffering servant, four songs of the suffering servant. And the church has always seen in them these beautiful, very powerful prophecies of the suffering that Jesus himself will bring about. And they stand like in an utterly unique place in all of the Old Testament writing because of the way that they delve into the reality of suffering that can be for the salvation of others. It was a new theme in the Old Testament. But as we enter into Holy Week, we will draw from those four songs or oracles of the suffering servant today, tomorrow the second one, Wednesday the third one, Good Friday the fourth. Obviously, Holy Thursday stands as its own as we enter into the evening mass of the Lord's Supper. But just so that you're aware of how much care the church puts into what we're hearing in the scriptures, what we're doing as a church. So I want you to appreciate that because it's part of the beauty. We have 2,000 years here to draw from, and all of these centuries that the church has guided, has given, the Lord has guided the church in all of this. So there's just a beauty to it, but even to be aware of the care going into all of the readings. Today, in the readings for Mass, we have, or what stands out for me that I want to share is we have different voices that are speaking. Holy Week is filled with all of these different voices that we hear speaking to the Lord, out to the crowds, to the people. But just to note today, we have in the gospel reading the voice, the accusing voice of Judas Iscariot. And we can hear in his voice, not just his own voice, but it's not long after this that the enemy enters into Judas in a profound way, just as he leaves the Last Supper to betray the Lord. So we hear his voice say to Jesus and to the others who were at the home of Lazarus, "Why was this oil not sold for 300 days' wages and given to the poor?" And John lets us know that voice is not of the Lord. It comes from one who betrays the Lord, who doesn't care about the poor, but is a thief and used to steal the contributions. It's an accusing voice. And that kind of voice is able to get in and interrupt a beautiful act of love. Here, Mary taking this costly perfumed oil and just spending it all on the Lord, on our Savior, and prefiguring his anointing for the day of his burial. But how awful it is that voice of Judas Iscariot, that really is already lending itself to the voice of the enemy, it wants to get in and it wants to put an end to that good work. And just it's important for us to know how often in our life, when there is a good act of love for God or neighbor that we may feel inspired initially to do, and how the voice of the enemy, it's so insidious, can get in and it just twists it. You know, there's something better you could have done. There could have been a greater act of love you could have done, and it's all a lie. But that voice of the enemy here through Judas Iscariot. I'm going to go back to the first reading from Isaiah, the voice of the Father. He is the one who is speaking to his son in the second half of this reading that draws from the first song of the suffering servant of the Lord. And it's the voice of the Father saying to his son, "I, the Lord, have called you for the victory of justice. I've grasped you by the hand. I've formed you. I am setting you as a covenant of my people. He doesn't say this, but we know it's in his blood that that new covenant will be forged. I've formed you, I've set you as a covenant of the people, a light for the nations. The Father says to his Son, I've called you to open the eyes of the blind, to bring out prisoners from confinement, and from the dungeon those who live in darkness. That's the voice of the Father encouraging his Son. We get to hear this as we're entering into Holy Week. Do not be afraid to enter into what I'm calling you to, the purpose for which I've made you. In your blood that you will shed, that cup that at the human level you know, there's fear in drinking the cup of the passion, but know that I'm calling you to this. And how encouraging the voice of the Father is here versus that lying, accusing voice of Judas Iscariot. So as we're entering into this week with the Lord, let's pray for that gift. Lord, help us to discern your voice that encourages us to not be afraid to spend ourselves in love of you and love of our neighbor. Help us to discern whatever might be the voice of the enemy, that we might really firmly reject that and just put it out to the side as Jesus did here in the gospel. Leave her alone. Let her keep this for the day of my burial. So let's ask the Lord for that grace as we enter into just the full beauty and the power of these coming days of Holy Week.